So I also have a car story. When I was a teenager, my parents' advice to me was, don't let anyone drive your car, and you're not allowed to drive anyone else's car, which even at that age seemed like sound advice. But I thought there was an expiration date on that advice, and once you got out of your teens and got into your 20s, you could drive people's cars without issue. And that's not the case. So 2009, I was in Tallahassee, Florida, at Florida State for grad school. And back then, I drove a 1999 Jeep Cherokee, which I loved. I loved that Jeep. But piece by piece, it started to break down. So first, it was like non-essentials. The radio stopped working. The chair wouldn't recline back. I'm like, I can deal with that. Then the air conditioner broke. So in Tallahassee in the summer, that's not great. It's 110 degrees, 100% humidity. It's just a swamp. And so I'm like, this is not great. You know what? I'll deal with it. Windows down, I can deal with it. And I would just show up everywhere sweaty and a mess. And I had a friend who invited me to Pensacola Beach for a weekend. And my other friend, Kristen, said, you know what? I'm going up to Philly for the weekend. Why don't you borrow my car? And I was like, ah, that's awesome. She was like, yeah, that way you don't have to drive in the heat. I'm like, fantastic idea. So before she left, she said, Ryan, you know, I told my mom, and my mother was a little nervous. And she said, Kristen, Kristen, I'm kind of concerned about your friend using your car. And so I said in response, what's the worst thing that could happen? So I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. Went to Pensacola, had a wonderful weekend, driving back Sunday evening, and I'm like, you know what? Life is not bad. I have like a flexible schedule. I can go to the beach whenever I want. Like, things are going okay. And then a panther ran across the road, and I plowed into it going 80 miles an hour. That's right, a panther, a Florida panther, an endangered Florida panther. And I shrieked. The sound of my voice is something I've never made before that period and haven't made since. And I drive off the side of the road, and I'm just, like, frozen. I'm like, what just happened? Oh, my God. And my first thought was it was a lion, but that didn't make sense, right? Because I know lions don't live in Florida. And I saw the swoopy tail. I'm like, all right, panther. And so then I have to make the decision, all right, what do I do? I have to check the car, but there are panthers outside. And I've killed one of them. I've killed one of their friends. And so I, like, creep out with, like, my phone lighting the way. Like, we're okay. It was an accident. Yep. So look at the car. The front is messed up. The bumper's just gone. I don't even know where it is. There's bits of fur. It was really upsetting. And so I'm like, all right, I need to go somewhere and figure this out. Because it's nighttime. And so I drove off of an exit. And from Pensacola to Panama City is nothing. And then from Panama City to Tallahassee is nothing. And so I was in the nothing part. And so I drove off of an exit, and the car is just shaking and just grinding. The sounds are awful. And I pull up to a gas station that looks straight out of a horror movie. Like, it's got a flickering light and a rusty sign. There's no one else. There's like two pumps. So I'm like, all right, I'll deal with it. So I park, I'm looking at the car, I'm like, I don't know if I can drive this. My cell phone had died, so I didn't have a phone. Someone, the owner or the worker of the gas station came out. She was in a nightgown and smoking a cig at the gas station in Florida. I'm like, that's probably, should be illegal. I don't know if it is. It should be. And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, you know, I think I hit a panther. And she was like, are you sure it wasn't a horse? And I became indignant at that. I'm like, yes, no, it wasn't a horse. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm better having hit a panther than a horse. And so she walked away and then turned the lights out in the gas station. I'm like, all right, so I'm on my own. So I'm like, I got to just try and get this back to Tallahassee. I didn't want to try and flag someone down because it's nighttime in Florida in the panhandle. So you have a 90% chance of it being a serial killer coming to help you. I'm a criminologist, so that's an exact statistic. And so I make it back to Tallahassee, and as I'm driving, the insane possible scenarios start running through my head. Like, what if it wasn't a panther, but a human dressed in a panther costume? This is my concern, that I've now killed someone, and left their body on the side of the road. I realize now that that's silly, I think. But the damage was bad, but not so bad that it totaled the car. So it took 2 weeks to fix my friend's car. Subframe was dented. Funny enough, the air conditioner was broken. The very reason she let me use the car in the first place. And so I had to drive my friend around for 2 weeks. And at the end of 2 weeks, her car was ready. And I took her out to dinner. And I was like, again, I am so sorry. And she's like, it's fine. It's been a rough 2 weeks, but let's just go get my car. And I'm like, Kristen, it's over. This is over. And I shouldn't have said that. Because as I got into my car, the sky took on a greenish, brownish shade and then got dark in one area. And what came down Tallahassee? A tornado. So I'm driving through a tornado with branches and Spanish moss whipping into my car because the windows are down because the air conditioner doesn't work. So then trying to roll up the windows and deal with the fog. And my friend is just screaming at me that I've ruined her life. So thank you very much.